Welcome to episode 332 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me clue you in on what this show is like to listen to. It's a lot like buying a product that you've been saving up for months, only to find out it's defective. All that joy, all that excitement, the buildup, and ultimately, the letdown. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men whose sex lives sound a lot like this intro.
I don't know. I don't know how comfortable I am coming in with. Oh, I'm Doug.
I'm Doug. I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin's dad.
Hey. Kevin's dad, can you confirm or deny about Kevin?
His sex life?
Yeah.
No, dad.
He ain't got none. Have you met his office. Life?
Oh. I have.
You know what I'm saying?
She smacks him?
She's into some kinky shit. I have seen some stuff, boys.
Woo! Man, how do you get around?
Well, I'm right here.
Like, what do you? There's nothing to see in here.
Except for when you get it on, maybe.
Oh, shit.
Your dad can still see, only we can't now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Forgetting to turn your dad's picture around. Yeah. Facing the wall. Like, not for you, Papa.
Oh, man. Have you guys had anything, though, like any products lately that you've been so excited for, then you purchased it and you were just like, huh, well, that wasn't worth it. Or, huh, that's a letdown. Expectations not met.
I see in the notes that very large text it says loot crate, so I guess we'll talk about loot crate.
Wait, before you go into the loot crate tangent, because yeah, that's going to be a thing, I'll say, my Roomba. I really had high hopes for our Roomba. We got one of those, and I was like, yes, this is going to be awesome. But we have a cat and a dog, and that basically just negates any Roomba, because the Roomba can't even clear half a room with already having to be emptied.
Kev.
And it's really fucking annoying.
Was it you who, like, was it one of your cats or dogs that pooped and then it picked up the poop and, like, made a mess?
No.
Or is that something I saw on Reddit?
I think it was just, like, some internet meme. Meme, but, like a viral video. Yeah, I would have kicked that Roomba in the dick. Like, it would have hit that little sensor and it would have been like, oh, your port site has been damaged because you fucking scoop shit or you spread shit around the house. No.
Doug's wife would give updates on the Roomba, and I absolutely loved it. It was like an action film, really.
It was funny. What was it, Saga Session or something, where it's like, oh god, the Roomba, it was like a screenshot of her phone with the alert, like, Roomba stuck on a cliff. Roomba's battery's dying. Please plug it back in. Oh, Roomba's teetering on the edge. Help it.
And then I'd wait hours for the update, and I'd have to message her on Instagram. I'm like, what happened to the Roomba? And and then she'd send a picture of it safely back in its home. And I'd be like,
calm yourself down.
I made it off that cliff.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I wouldn't own a Roomba.
There's a videographer that I follow on, like, Facebook and Twitter stuff named Philip Bloom. Mm-hmm. And he's known for using, like, Canon cameras for filming and stuff. And he worked with Lucas on a whole bunch of stuff, George Lucas on a whole bunch of stuff with the Canon cameras especially, which is fucking crazy. But he posted, he in his home has a bunch of like those pet cameras so he can watch his pets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, yeah, this morning I woke up and my two Roombas were stacked on top of each other. Oh. And he was like, and I couldn't figure out what the fuck happened. So I went back to make sure it wasn't a ghost. And it's this video, his living room is tiered. So he has one Roomba for the top part and the other one for the bottom. And this weird coincidence of them literally going like in meeting and the one rolling on top of the other. And then the other one continuing to go around. But the other one can't move because it thinks it's on a cliff or whatever. So it stops. And so literally it just continues going around his living room cleaning with the other Roomba on top.
That's just amazing.
The amazing time of them just like rolling up and that one just rolling right onto it. And then it just keeps going.
I have one. It was my birthday. Somebody got me a gift. And you guys ever play Crossfire as a kid?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Crossfire!
The kid gets fucking blown away into oblivion. You thought that happened? They had to put on the thing, like, not in real life.
Yeah. Yeah,
Crossfire
of a studio.
Was my jam when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I thought it was the best, and then I got it for my birthday. They didn't change anything about it, and we sat there, Ashley and I, and even Colin and I were all playing, and it doesn't hold up. It's very disappointing, and I was like, the plastic sucks. The balls get stuck in the chute all the time. Nobody wins because after you get the first point, everyone's focused on the same exact item, and it just is a stalemate the entire time. It's ridiculous.
Yo, Gabe, is it choking you up there?
These stories it's really always, just
he got so worked really up he ate himself.
Damn you, Crossfire. In the end, he did get blown away.
Crossfire!
You killed my friends, Crossfire.
Doug, have you recently...
Okay, we'll talk about Loot Crate.
Jay Leno showed up for a sec.
So I've had Loot Crate for years. Like maybe like since, I think, like their first year. Had them for a long fucking time. Proud supporter of them for a long time. Their shit was cool. But in the last year, I got two different crates with duplicate items of things I already have. If you're watching the live stream, this little plant right there is like a Viking like horn, like flask thing or not, or whatever. Got it 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Got another one in the last month. Same exact fucking thing.
Is like, that a shot glass or no?
Ooh.
No, it's like it's just like a little cup sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I say flask. It's not like a screw top flask. It's something you'd carry around with you. But you can. It comes with like a little thing to like hanging around your neck and like a little pouch to carry it in. Right. But yeah, whatever. And then another month I got the little sister from
Bioshock.
Yeah, because I got one a number of years ago. And again, another about a couple months ago, got another one. And it was like, I think she's up on the shelves too. But it was just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? These are old items that I got years ago that I'm getting again. And then, so I canceled them after that. I was like, that's too. There was another thing I got. It was a little D&D dragon with that comes with a dice, right? It's not terrible. And I think I gave that to B so he could have one. They're pretty cool. But again, it was like, man, this is the same fucking shit. And the same pin. They have those collectible pins too, which, as you guys know, I love. I love those little like collectible pins. Mm-hmm. This is the same exact one. I might have that on my desk, but it's not important.
Was it the Dead Rising one with the blade on the end?
No, it was it's like a gold chalice.
Oh, okay. And
it's for like the theme's kind of like, I think the first time I got it was like D&D, like role playing sort of stuff, and then the other one was like RPG. It was like RPG. It was like, you know, the same but different. Mm-hmm. And that was the one that both of them had the flask horn thing, right? And so I canceled them. I was just like, fuck this is stupid. And last week they announced that they filed for bankruptcy.
Yep.
And they're gonna ship out the last remaining boxes and they're done.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, it's crazy. So many people started these loot crates and everything. It was kind of like the housing market, big old bubble, and then it popped.
Yeah.
So
I do.
Who's left?
There's a couple of other ones. Uh-huh. Well, like, so Funko kind of pulled out. Like, I haven't gotten like a Funko Pop figure in a loot crate in forever because Funko does their own now.
Yep.
You can, there's like a Funko like crate, and they have a Star Wars specific one. They have a Marvel one. They have a DC one. They have their all their own. And they do them like through Amazon and shit. So you just go to Amazon and order them. But yeah, here, there's the little, this. So it's still in like the, because I already have one like on the fucking pin board back there. I was like, you fucking kidding me? The same fucking thing. It just makes you feel like, why am I giving you $15 a month or whatever if you're just going to send me the same fucking shit? Like,
yeah. So that's why, I mean, we got rid of it. We liked it, but it was just bullshit cluttering up our house, you know? Yeah.
And you'll notice that
every time I came to visit you, I would come home with stuff.
Yeah. There's the pin board I was talking about. I need to fill it up. I have a box down on the floor that's full of like random shit I've gotten from Loot Crate. And a lot of it is patches, stickers, and pins. And I opened it up and I forgot how many like those little pins were in there. And I looked at the board and I was like, ooh, I don't think that's big enough. Like, I don't think they're going to fit on there. So, I'll have to do that at some point.
Does Funko own Dorbs as well?
I think so.
God damn.
Yeah, these little guys.
Yeah.
I have a little. This one. I have a Chewy down here as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
Chewy guy.
But I've gotten those guys from the Star Wars Funko Loot, like, I don't say Loot Crate, Funko Crate.
Interesting. Mm. Well, RIP Loot Crate. It was fun while it lasted.
There you go.
It was a lot of fun. I got some really cool shit over the years.
A lot of the stuff you see
behind me on these walls is from them.
That's the problem.
Some of the cool shirts too.
Yep, that's the problem when you rely on one company and all of a sudden they get the idea to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, we can make more money.
So. Yeah.
All right, so listen, I want everybody, if you haven't done so, to go to our website because there's a lot of stuff there that you can get links to. Okay, so it's www.the8bitgeek.com. And there you can find our Discord where you can hang out with us, hang out with the other fans of the show, and some pretty cool mofos. So go there, check it out, go to Discord. You can also find links to all the other shows and where to listen to them. And then also, we have a big fat link for our Patreon. And Patreon's important to us because, well, it helps us pay for stuff around here. It helps us go on trips. It helps us buy new equipment. It helps us do a whole bunch of stuff. And we give back to you. It's not like we're just begging you for money. We actually say, hey, it's a give and take relationship. You give us $5 a month, and we're going to give you a crap ton of content, like the daily show called The Diner, a pre-show and post-show to all of our shows, most of them. Kevin's doing an exclusive Brawl matches and stuff. He does a whole bunch of stuff in there for Brawl, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So take advantage of it. I know you hear about it every week, and if you haven't decided to dip your toe into the water, you can go into Discord and ask anybody who is a part of it, especially Jana. Jana is a new subscriber. She's liked the show for, man, she's been around for almost maybe a year or more now at this point. I think
definitely more than a year.
And she just recently subscribed to us on Patreon, and she could not be happier. So you can go over there and you can ask her. And even in the chat, you can ask her.
Right, I might wait for her in the chat, like, nah, I'm going to cancel next month.
Yeah, she's like, this was a 1 month deal. I didn't know I was going to get called out on this. Now I have to keep it. Great, guys. I can't pay rent. Thanks. She'll be fine. She'll be fine. So go do that. Support us on Patreon. Help us help you. All right. Other than that, let's get into the show. Every week, we like to have a little bit of fun around here. As you know, we do miss connections, and we also do some fun stuff like read some scripts and whatever else we come up with before we get into the news to lighten the mood. And this week is no different. This week, we're going to perform a scene from a script that was written by AI. Now, this comes from Keaton Patty, a writer for The New Yorker, Marvel, Comedy Central, and so on. He fed a bot over 1,000 hours of Batman movies. and then asked it to write a movie of its own. So Kevin's going to do the narration. Doug will play the Joker and Alfred, and I will handle the Batman. So without further ado, let's do this.
I forgot we were doing this.
Batman. Enter. Traditional Batcave.
That's interior.
Interior, but that's fine, Kev.
Interior crocodile alligator. International traditional Batcave. Batman stands next to his Batmobile and uses his Bat computer. He's sometimes Bruce Wayne, sometimes Batman, all times Orphan. By the way, I did not read ahead, so I'm kind of fucked on this.
This is now a safe city. I have punched a penguin into prison.
Narrator.
Alfred. Alfred, Batman's lawyer, Battler, carries a tray of goth ham. It's very dark ham.
Eat a dinner, Mattress Wayne.
An explosion explodes. The Joker and Two-Face enter the cave. Joker is a clown, but insane. Two-Face is a man, but attorney.
No.
That's villain enough.
No. It is Two-Face and One-Face. They hate me for being a bat.
Batman throws Alfred at Two-Face. Two-Face flips Alfred like a coin. Alfred lands heads up, which means Two-Face goes home.
It is just you and I, the Joker. Bat versus clown. Moral enemies.
I am such a freak.
Hold on. I was trying to. I was gonna do my what's his face bat or Joker, but
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. No.
I am but a freak. Society is bad. You drink water. I drink anarchy.
I drink bats, just like a bat would.
Batman looks around for his parents. But they are still dead. This makes him have anger. He fires a bat rocket. The Joker deflects it with his sick sense of humor. A clowny power.
A clownly power.
I have never followed a rule. That is my rule. Do you follow? I don't.
Alfred. Give birth to give birth to Robin.
Alfred begins the process, since it is his job. The Joker now has a present in his hand. He juggles it over to Batman.
Happy birthday.
No.
Happy Bat Day, Birthman.
Yes. Batman opens the present. Since he's a good guy, it contains a coupon for new parents, but is expired. This is a Joker joke. Holy fuck.
Insane.
Wow. That was amazing. Fucking bots, dude. They're writing better stuff than Hollywood right now.
So we're going to do more of those because this gentleman, who is Mr. Keaton Patty, has done a ton of these on his Twitter. And so he's done them for pretty much anything. He's done commercials and other stuff. So we'll pull from him from time to time, and we'll read off those scripts because they are a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
That was fun. I liked it.
It was. You know what else is fun? The top box office. That's what's fun.
What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And number one, we have something called The Good Boys, making $21 million in its first week, taking over the number one spot, stealing it from Fast, Furious, Hobbs and Shaw. So $21 million for a comedy, for an original comedy, that's pretty good. This comes from the minds of Seth Rogen and, oh no, what's his name?
Evan Goldberg.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, I went and saw it with Ash.
Nice. We didn't walk out?
We didn't. It was actually pretty entertaining. It was pretty good. We enjoyed ourselves. Some of the comedy in it is a tad bit predictable, but for the most part, it was really entertaining and not as dirty as you would think.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising.
So,
was it rated R or PG-13?
Oh, it's rated R. It's definitely dirty, but not as offensive as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a lighthearted story. Like, it contains some pretty deep stuff about friendships and what they mean, and you know how we all grow up and move on. And by the end, you're just like, "Damn!" Like, this told the story that of my childhood. It's not cool, but it was cool. So there's that. Fast and Furious slides down to number 2 at only $133 million domestically. That'll get a sequel.
I mean, somewhat.
Yeah.
Maybe not to those two, but finally another Fast and Furious movie.
Mm-hmm. Let's get right into the news, which is that Disney has set a new record. It has 5 movies in a single year that crossed the $1 billion mark. And those movies are Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aladdin, The Lion King, and Toy Story 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So they didn't like, they weren't like, oh man, we made $1 billion. What a year. No. They were like, we made $5 billion. And of course they made more than that. But they were like, we made $5 billion off of just these 5 movies. Not successful enough. We got to dig deeper for next year, guys.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do 10%
more next year.
Yeah. And then still to come this year, Frozen 2, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, and Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. So, you know.
Like a 10.
They're going to end the year with 10 movies that crossed $1 billion. Oh, stupid. Man, I'd hate to be. No wonder why Bob Iger is stepping down this year. Because he's not going to be able to top it. He's going to be like, all right, I'm going to let the next fool fail.
I can't earn any more money.
Yeah, he's like. It's like these board members, they want $50 billion this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I filled my money pool. I'm going to Scrooge McDuck all the way down.
Wouldn't you?
Fuck yeah.
Man. Okay, so that brings up an important question. If you had to keep all of your riches and you were a trillionaire, okay? And would you A, if you had to keep it all in cash, would you do cash in a big vault? Or would you do coins in a big vault? Like Scrooge McDuck.
I would do cash, because that's easier to fall into than coins. I don't give a fuck what Scrooge is doing. You go, that would hurt.
Is it Family Guy? Who did that sketch?
Yeah, I think it was Family Guy.
He jumps,
like, broke something.
Coin. Yeah, and he just breaks his body because of his metal coin.
Yeah.
It would hurt.
I'll take the bills. I would take the soft bill, the cloth bills over the hard coins.
God, that would have me in. I would be a wreck. Like, thinking about it every day. One spark and your entire cash flow is just gone.
I'd give away most of it, to be honest. What the fuck am I going to do with it in the afterlife? You know? That's a whole other conversation.
You don't know. You're not dead. How do you know?
Yeah.
And how? Yeah, you cross the gate and whatever you fucking go to, you cross the plane and you're like, oh, fuck, there was a cover charge? Shit.
Yeah. They're like, all right, Kevin, you did a good job on Earth. You're really nice. You give a lot of money to charity. Let's see what your total is, though, at the time of death. Oh, shit. $20. Man, well, you are not going to get a good mansion up here these days for $20.
They're going to put you. they're going to put you in the projects in heaven, and you're going to. And you're like,
all right. See the golden road.
How bad could that really be?
You see the golden road and all the mansions. Okay, you're just going to fall. Just keep going, and then just keep going. At some point, you're going to notice it's going to turn to bronze. Okay, when you get to bronze, just keep going.
Keep
going. Just a little bit farther.
When you hit the dirt road, turn right.
Right.
Is heaven hiring?
And you're going to sit there, but you can get yourself onto the bronze road. But for eternity, it will take you 1 billion years to work to middle class.
God, who runs heaven? EA? That's a lot of fucking grinding right there.
Well, you are. I mean, there's loot boxes as well.
Which, surprise mechanics, please.
Which have a which you have a chance to get a mansion on the road of gold. But, you know, chances are 0.1%.
Okay, well, at least I know the odds.
So, all right. So Disney is aiming to crack down on password sharing when it comes to Disney Plus, because everybody knows what happens with your Netflix account. You share it with your cousin and your uncle and your brothers and sister, and everybody has an account. At least Netflix is cool about it, and they're just like, hey, we'll give you 5 user profiles. Excuse me.
What is happening over there, Jer?
I have the hiccups, and it just happened. I don't like it. So they're gonna partner up with Charter Communications. So if you have Charter, don't share your passwords, because they'll know. I don't know what they're gonna do. They haven't announced anything that is going to stop people from doing it. But one easy way is checking your IP. You know, doing a cross reference on it, I guess. And if it's not the one in your home, bye.
That's not fair, because like I watch stuff at work on my work computer.
Well, I guess you couldn't watch it at the same time, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe they have, you can authorize certain computers. Who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah.
But they want to, they want your entire family signed up. They want you on a family plan. Let's do it. Normally, this next story, I wouldn't really care about sharing, but there's something very important for everybody in it. YouTube Originals is going free starting September 24th. So if you've held out from, I don't know, the 50 million pop-ups that ask you if you'd like to join for a one-month trial. Joke.
Yeah.
If you've hit no this whole time, now you're going to be able to catch all the originals. And the only one that really matters, Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I want to see. I still haven't saw that. Oh. I have not seen that yet.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I've watched both seasons. Season 3 is coming up, and you are missing out. So now you get a chance to see it for free, and it'll be on September 24th. So,
woo! Nice.
You're going to love it. You are going to love it.
You know, I watched the first episode of Buddy System, Rhett and Link's Buddy System,
uh-huh.
And it was not at all what I was expecting.
No,
like no. I thought they were going to be other characters, but no, that's just them.
What
like,
is it?
No, it's like, you know, it's a scripted show, but like it literally starts with them like ending an episode of Good Mythical Morning, mm-hmm. And then like the camera pulls out and goes through their set and follows them as they leave the table and walk through like the set and their offices and stuff. Which I was like, oh shit, cool! Like I finally get to see what it looks like behind the scenes. But then there's like a story that kind of goes along with it. But it was just like, this is not what I was expecting at all. I didn't think that, based on the photos and stuff over the years, I thought they were going to play like 2 random people, like not themselves, and they were themselves.
And then nothing like it. Is it worth seeing or no?
I like the first episode, and it was available for free. So like, if this is all their other stuff is going free, then I will check it out.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get ready, because somebody's spending a lot of money for The Big Bang Theory and 2.5 Men in Seinfeld. HBO Max is, they may end up paying $1.5 billion to get the rights to Big Bang Theory, 2.5 Men, and Seinfeld.
These are all CBS shows, right? Maybe not Seinfeld.
Seinfeld was NBC.
Why? Okay, I understand, like, oh, Mayo, that's a big paycheck for all these people, but like CBS got, you have your own streaming platform.
Money, they'll make more money off of this. $1.5 billion.
But is NBC also getting $1.5 billion for Seinfeld? Which that would be huge, because Seinfeld isn't available anymore.
Well, so they paid.
That's why it's like, yeah, you want people to come to NBC? Well, you're already getting The Office. You're getting Parks and Rec, because they're taking all those off Netflix, and then Seinfeld.
They're going to HBO.
And
HBO Friends. Max already paid $500 million to NBC for The Office. Ooh. So HBO Max will be getting the Office exclusively. So they're paying up to. So what they're saying is they might be paying $1.5 billion to land all 541 episodes that make up the two shows.
Oh man, they also paid $425 million for the rights to Friends.
Yeah, so they're getting it all.
And then, also, in what universe do you pay more for The Office than for Friends?
I have no idea.
That's crazy to me.
So, and they may get Seinfeld. So they may have like HBO Max may have like all the big name shows from the past.
That's crazy. Yeah, we still can't get fucking Tales from the Crypt.
Right?
I missed that show.
Well, they remade
it. I want
to
see it.
Or they are remaking it, right? Or they did remake it and it didn't work out so well.
I don't.
Tales?
I can't remember. That was the one. We were talking about that years ago.
Wasn't M. Night Shyamalan behind that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, Tales from the Crypt. Oh my God. It was 2017, the reboot. Yeah. Oh, hold on. This was from 2018. The Tales from the Crypt reboot is dead. According to M. Night Shyamalan.
They weren't even getting John Cassier back, right? Because didn't they say it was just going to be somebody completely different?
Mm-hmm.
Which is bullshit. You can't do Tales from the Crypt without John Cassier. As he is the voice of the Crypt Keeper for any of those. People wondering? He did a really good intro for us 1 year too. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've heard that story over and over again, but it's so much fun to tell. He's like, yeah, I guess I'll do it for you. And we're like, oh, well, we'll pay you. And he's like, oh, this is a paying gig? And then he got real excited.
Took a good chug of water, you know, really cleared his throat. Yeah. You know, it was great.
He goes, you didn't say you were paying.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, and we're like dumbfounded, like, of course we're gonna pay you. Again, why?
How many people ask you to do this for free?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course we're gonna pay you.
Dumb.
Yeah. He was really. I met him because it was funny because I met him a couple weeks prior because he was at a convention in Kansas City. So he saw me and he recognized me. And that's how we kind of like broke the ice with him.
Yeah. Ice.
Ice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the same year.
God, he was on the microphone just like saying random ass shit.
Yeah, to the convention floor and stuff. I think it was the same year that we got Troy Baker to record the Joker intro for us. And while it is a good voice for him to do, because, I mean, his voice on its own is just kind of typical white dude voice. I feel like we really missed an opportunity there. Oh. Especially when it was like, oh yeah, 8-Bit Geek, yeah, I've heard of y'all. And we were like, ha ha ha, that's cute. No, you haven't. We should have been like, oh yeah, let's get you on the fucking show. Let's do this.
Yeah, we really fucked up.
We should have just pulled up two chairs right there, or whatever, three chairs, scooted next to him, scoot over. Here, let's talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really, really, really.
We really fucked up.
And then there was that one time that, Kevin was like, we almost got that voiceover from Tom Savini.
Remember? No, we didn't.
Yeah, but then he was a dick to you, but then we were like, oh.
Yeah, he was. He was real. He wasn't a dick to me. He was just really short. Like, he was very, like, very, very yes or no answers.
Yeah, I'll sign it.
Sure, I guess. I mean, you paid $60, I guess, since you're here, whatever.
Since you're here.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. It was kind of like I felt like I was in. And that was.
Broke
but I hear there. He has anxiety at cons, so I don't know. I'm not going to fall. I don't hate
Kev, you were the only one in line.
I really was. I was actually waiting for him to come back from his whatever.
Maybe that's what gave him the anxiety. He saw you standing at his thing. He's like
fucking another fat super fan.
Damn it. What's he going to do? Ask me to do his makeup again? Ah.
Probably ask for a fucking hug.
Don't touch me,
bro. You rock so hard. Love you, Tom. Mr. Savini.
Now the only news that matters is that Kevin Smith has announced that he is taking over He-Man and doing an anime series for Netflix.
Picking up right where the last show left off.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
I would laugh so hard if they just used the same animation.
Oh, yeah, why not? Just HD it, you know, like make it look smoother. But yeah, keep that old school shit.
It would never work.
Try to bring back the original voice actors, you know?
That'd be amazing. It kind of like the whole thing where Rocko's Modern Life is not like the newer episodes are not like hitting, I guess, as hard as they expected.
Wasn't it a movie?
It was a movie.
It was just a movie. I heard like people like. Was I don't it a know. Movie yeah, I heard was it was a show, split, but I heard a lot more good than bad about
Rocko's.
It.
It's a movie.
Let me just look like it up. 50 minutes long to see if it's a movie.
Static Cling is incredible. Hell yeah.
Let's see if it's a movie or a TV show. Let me look it up.
It is a movie.
I keep hearing from people that it's a movie, but I'm not sure.
You're a movie.
Let me confirm. Looks like it's a movie, guys.
I'm glad we got that sorted.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
Nope. No, what? I want to. I just haven't had time. I did, however, watch the Invader Zim movie.
Oh. You had time for that.
I did.
Fuck
I
yeah.
It's Invader Zim. Zim. It's Invader Zim. I've always make time for Invader Zim.
I've never watched an episode of Invader Zim.
You're missing out.
It's very dark.
It's like a children's like precursor to Rick and Morty.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. That's a good one. Or even just like it's a post Ren and Stimpy world where it's kind of like got that darker humor, but still keeps it kiddie somehow.
Yeah, I will say it is super surprising that, especially in like 2004, 2003, that Nickelodeon allowed this show to air, because it is significantly darker than anything else they had on TV at the time.
Okay. Well, I will have to give it a shot. Maybe I'll watch an episode or two.
Yeah. I don't know where episodes are available, because they're not on Netflix, unfortunately, but the movie is. So I hope that the movie sparks enough interest for like a resurgence and that they bring back more Invader Zim. The problem is when they canceled the show, Jonah Vasquez, the creator and like writer and stuff, like I guess it really irked him that they canceled it and stuff. And so he was like, fuck this. I'm never working for Viacom again. I'm never doing anything for Nickelodeon. They can all suck my nuts. And then I don't know what's happening 10 years later. Maybe it was money, but like here we are with more Invader Zim.
Yeah, it's always money. He's like, the well is running dry. Nickelodeon did not make this available for streaming, and it's killing my bank account.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like the movie. The issue I have with it is that what I like about Zim is that like every episode was like two episodes, you know, it was like those little mini arcs. Yeah. Like they're like 15, you know, I say 15 minutes, not even that, right? Like 11 minutes long each. And they're perfect. They're hilarious. They're quick little stories, you know, and the misadventures and stuff of Zim and Dib and all them. But the movie's like, you know, it's an hour and 11 minutes long. And so it's, while there are like a lot of little things that lead, but it's all one giant story. And I think that that's where it kind of fell apart in some places, where it was like, the show was fun and funny just because of like the dumb little shit that Zim would do to try to take over Earth. Just the dumbest stuff. And sometimes like the dark. And this was just like not as dark, and it was like, you know, drawn out over an hour. And so that's where I feel like it didn't land as well, in my opinion. I still love Zim, and there were still some parts that were just so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Even Ollie was like, what the fuck are we watching?
Just like that. Better
Zim, shut up.
Yeah.
Go put a bar of soap in your mouth.
Yeah. Do it yourself.
So, guys.
Hi.
Woo. I just, you should have witnessed it. I actually felt my PM go off.
Uh-oh.
Woo. That was crazy. It was like a jolt of lightning. I feel great.
Turn into fucking Macho Man over here.
Oh yeah,
the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Chud Fu stole my joke. He was like, yeah, this show is gonna be nothing but all the characters talking, and then all the action happens off screen.
Yeah. Orko and Cringer talking about all the cool crap.
Yeah. I hope it's kind of like the G.I. Joe cartoons that we love so much, where they just took the footage from the original and then just put new voices over it.
That'd be so much fun.
Who's going to quote something
when
first?
Back C-Lab.
No, we're not going to do this seriously. Again. Not 2 weeks in a row. Ed, stay out of the chat. Let's get into some gaming news.
Yeah.
Where Phil Spencer, if you don't know who Phil Spencer is, he's essentially like Metallica of gaming, okay? He's a real popular band. People love him. He runs shit. He makes it fun. And he's old. But he's still going at... Anyways, that analogy sucked. So Phil Spencer is letting you know that, hey, guys, comment down with the whole game streaming thing, because it's years and years away.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. He's saying that he feels that a Netflix for games is further away than you may think. While they're laying the foundation right now and they're tinkering away with xCloud, they still think that it's not possible for a wide audience to hook and grab onto this because of the fact that the point that we've brought up for years and years now on this show is that broadband is not widely available and data caps and all of that. So he's reaffirming what we have told you because we're smart.
Because he listens to the show too. So he's basically reaffirming us, reaffirming him.
Hey, Phil. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Good looking out, dude.
So he says that he goes on to quote. The quote says, I think game streaming will be there faster than 20 years, but it's not going to be 2 years. This is a technological change. While it seems like it's happening overnight, it doesn't. It takes time for these services to evolve. We're building for the long term, but that's what why choice is so critical. So, yeah.
I mean, also, another moment, # Sega did it first. Sega Channel did that shit in like 96.
Yeah, but they were ahead of the curve, weren't they?
Hell yeah.
And then the Dreamcast did it again, and they were still too early.
Yep. Always, man.
Yeah. R.I.P. So, but there's a EA. If you didn't like them before, you're gonna hate them now.
It's not even EA in this part. It really falls on more the.
Oh, I know, but EA should have been like, "Hey, y'all, can y'all shut up?" Like,
yeah. Call me Jaws.
There's been some Apex Legends loot box controversy, and it has gone into an absolute war on the internet. It has been the internet versus Apex versus EA. It is nutso. So, Apex was like, they were like, hey guys, we got some cosmetics. They're exclusive to this event. You can only nab them through loot boxes, but you have to spend $200 to get one heirloom from it. Internet erupts into chaos. And then, they apologize. Apex Respawn apologizes on Reddit. Then they're like, hey guys, man, we're really sorry about this whole thing. From now on, you could get these skins for $15. $15! The game is $30.
The game's free.
The game is free now.
The game's always free.
The game's always been free, Kev. So for a quarter of a full game, you can get one skin. And the crowd, the community did not take lightly to this. And so Respawn developers launched their own insults back to their fan base by calling them asshats, freeloaders, and dicks.
I love the term asshat. If anyone ever calls me an asshat, I'm mad. I'm too laughy to be mad at that point.
Oh man.
So if you're using asshat as a term of like if you're using it as like a term of insult on me, good luck.
Shut up, Kev, you asshat.
See? It's great.
No, Kev, I'm serious. You're a piece of shit, you dumb asshat.
Oh, well, okay, I'm offended by half of that.
But you said other words.
Mm-hmm. Lovable Bill says, I don't understand getting mad about cosmetics. Well, I think the thing is that cosmetics are, we've said it before on the show. I think all of us at one point would be willing to spend money on a cosmetic item if it was good enough and if the price was right. And unfortunately, sometimes these developers and publishers, mostly the publisher putting pressure on the developers, will push for prices to be higher and higher in order to make a bigger profit. Mm-hmm. And in that case, $15 I don't feel is fair for one skin. Sorry, but just to have one skin on a character you do not see in game, but other people will, I don't feel that that's fair for a skin. I think that they can be cheaper. You know, other people said that. They were like, well, why don't you just lower the price? And then Respawn came back and was like, well, you don't know that when we lower a price, we got to sell more.
Basic economics. Yeah. But I don't know. It was, and a lot of people dogpiling onto it too. You know, people like just jumping on the rage bandwagon. So there's a lot of people who didn't even play Apex Legends. Like, I'm never going to play this. Mm-hmm. You know, so it didn't really. It was such a fucking ass.
Yeah, and all it takes is one. And Link brings up a good point. They were like, well, you know, Overwatch did it once. But that was to benefit breast cancer research. So, like, the money went towards that. Like, it wasn't like they just rewarded you for it. So that's something I can get behind. But just to be like $15 to $20, I think another game that does that, or does the cosmetics really, really, well, I guess I can't say that. The Rainbow Six Siege, I guess you do get a pack. Like, I think it's $30 and you get a pack of players and they all come with skins
operators
and all
that.
So operators, yeah. And so I guess I can't really knock that. But I don't know. I think that once you start taking advantage of people, that's when they start rising up and, you know, we could see where the priorities are. Damn it, Jeremy.
You got there.
I'm going to start pointing my finger like Luther, the anger translator.
Vandross? Oh.
What's wrong with you, you idiot? I think that it's sad that the internet cares more about this than some political stuff happening in the country right now, but whatever. We'll riot for this kind of shit. But
pick your battles, man.
Oh, moving on. Let's not get political here today. Let's talk about Nintendo and what they don't do.
I thought you said you didn't want to get political, Jer.
Oh. Moving on from Nintendo. let's see. So originally there was a story that came out that said Nintendo will allow you to trade your Switch in if you just purchased it and get the revised model under certain conditions. And this story went out to every major news outlet. They were reporting on it. And then Nintendo went, nah. That's not true. They were like, nope, that's not happening. So don't go and do that.
Well, but on it, does it not say...
They went on to, on the little notes I have on the side, there was an update to the story. And
I don't see that. Oh.
And it says, they told The Verge, we do not have a Nintendo Switch exchange program. It's not clear why customer service representatives are saying otherwise.
because that's what you gave them. That's the FAQ sheet that went out to all the retailers.
Yeah, because they even have stuff about like serial numbers and stuff. Like, is this your, if your serial number ends in this, then you can get a, okay.
Bring it on in.
Yeah.
So, nah, they're not doing that. But. In big news, coming off of, I guess the GamesCon is happening, right?
Yes. GamesCon, today was the first day.
Yeah. Or today was the pre-day or the, I think it starts tomorrow officially, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was the pre-day because I haven't seen a lot come from, if it's Gamescom, we're gonna see a whole bunch of stuff, and we really have to deal with Death Stranding, which to this day people are still like, "The fuck!"
I don't know,
happening?
But today we knew that now that you know the biggest news coming out of that for that game is that there's a ghost baby who breastfeeds now, And also
wait,
Jeff
the baby breastfeeds or wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know, man. And then also Jeff Keighley is in the game.
Well, okay, much like Del Toro, Benicio Del Toro, Guillermo Del Toro. Guillermo Del Toro, his likeness is in the game, but he's being voiced by Matt Mercer from Critical Role.
That's fucking...
Why?
Meta. Because, well, like, Hideo Kojima and Jeff Keighley are, like, really good friends, so I can see that partnership. I don't understand Critical Role, dude, though.
Well, Matt Mercer is also a voice actor, so, I mean, it's just one of those, like,
Have you ever heard Jeff at the Video Game Awards? Let me do an impression. Hey, everybody. Looks like our next game developer is almost on stage.
It's like Shy Ronnie.
put your hands together for this exclusive look at Death Stranding.
Oh, no, don't go hating on Jeff. He's good. He's a good interviewer. No, he's great.
But he may not be
a good actor. Just because you're good at like talking to people on a stage does not necessarily mean that once you're in a like acting position and having to recite written dialogue and actually put emotion, different emotions and stuff into it, doesn't mean that you're good at it, Kev.
Okay.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on,
button. Go. I'm gonna. You know what? Talking about products that have been disappointing.
Yeah. No shit.
This Stream Deck sucks dick. But I really, you know what happened. You know what it is, Jer.
What?
They put a patch out, so our little shitty like 16 button ones now suck.
Yeah. Like, hey, if you want a real processor, like a real man, get the XL. Yeah.
Get that XL with those 32 buttons, bro.
Yeah. You want to be a little bitch, you stay with the 16 button layout.
Damn.
Sony has acquired Insomniac Games.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's nutso. I mean, they were just developing for them anyway, so is it really that crazy?
Well, because, I mean, this is the first game they developed with them, I think, since... Nope. I mean, because... not the first game, but I mean, like... because they did a partnership with Microsoft for a little bit with Sunset Overdrive. So it's interesting to see now that they're just exclusively Sony, especially after Spider-Man.
Well, they did, right before Spider-Man, they did the Ratchet and Clank game.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So maybe they got buddy-buddy. They were like, you know, they had that one game.
For years with the Ratchet and Clank too, so...
And they got buddy buddy with Microsoft, and they were like, "Oh, we didn't like that experience. Let's go back to Sony."
That's what it seemed like.
Ford is launching its own esports virtual racing teams, which is kind of crazy, man. They'll compete in games like Forza. Forza's changing their name to Forza. It's official, Gamescom exclusive, and 8-bit exclusive. So they're going to be competing in Forza Motorsport 7 and other games like that, I guess. I don't know, but
nice.
It's incredible that these companies are latching on to esports, and it's becoming a thing, a bigger thing than it was. Good on you, I guess.
Yeah.
And then finally, what we're going to end on is something that Kev is super excited about. It's for him and him alone, because I don't think any of our fans will care. New metal band Korn is going to have a digital concert in Adventure Quest.
What the fuck is an Adventure Quest?
Yeah, what's Adventure Quest?
Oh, I'm glad that you asked. It's a it's a game.
Go on.
It's a game. It reminds me of it's like they saw like, yo, did you see what Marshmello did?
Yeah,
fucking,
I like, called
shit,
dude. I called it. I said we're gonna see this in a lot more games now.
Yeah, but who knew that it would be Korn in Adventure Quest?
I don't know, but it's got 5,464 players online right now, and you can play for free. About the game, let's see what Adventure Quest is. Is a fully Flash animated RPG.
Flash,
really? You can play wherever you are, on your lunch break, And when the big game servers go down, or even hours every... What? You fight against hordes of monsters and enemies. They grow stronger every day. Man, are they hard up on money?
Sure that you put it 3D? It's like, is it different?
So is this like Korn doing community service or something? Or
what's happening?
Yeah, who fucked up?
Man.
Also, all right, Korn, I know you're listening. It might be time to fire your agent.
Oh hold on.
Your booking agent.
Hold on. I've got some. I put it in the stream, but you can check out the photos. It doesn't look half bad for their set piece.
Fuck them. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. You can edit that out.
Starts on the 20th. So today, if you're listening,
they look
Tuesday.
Like N64 WWE No Mercy characters.
Wow, this is something.
Oh, no, wait, this is Guitar Hero, right?
No. Oh. This is the game. God. And, guys, right now, I'm just going to give them a free plug because I feel so bad about this. Their new
album. Yeah, so bad for this company. It's probably making $1 million.
No, I'm talking about Korn. Korn is coming out with
$10 a day.
Korn's coming out with a new album called The Nothing. Comes out September 13th.
Which is what it's going to make.
Ouch. Fuck. Wait. So we could listen to this while we play Borderlands on September the 13th.
Perfect.
There's our soundtrack.
Done.
I'm glad. Korn and Gearbox have done a partnership. That's the fucking hidden band. You guys are welcome, by the way. You guys are going to have a great time. That's the hidden
That's
band.
That's the special guest.
That's the special guest right there. You're gonna be like, Randy's gonna come out and he's gonna be like, hey guys,
look at the chat.
My son like this band.
Chet Fee says, wait, if Korn is playing there, who will be running the Applebee's they work at?
One of them's gotta stay behind.
Oh no. Breaking news. That's just came out 53 minutes ago. Spider-Man Far From Home is returning to theaters with a new action scene, probably so Disney can have their sixth $1 billion movie. Oh, God, wait, it's already passed a billion, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it already passed, remember? Because they needed to do that for the contract.
Why are they doing this?
Because they want to see if they could do that twice, so they could fool people twice like they did with fucking Endgame.
Four additional minutes of never-before-seen footage.
Or
who cares?
Two extra weeks and get the fucking DVD or Blu-ray.
Marvel, now you're messing with me, and I don't like it.
All right, so let's go back to Randy going on stage and saying his son is totally into this band. And then it goes completely silent, and then you just hear the fucking bagpipes come on. And you look up and it's Jonathan Davis. And you're like,
listen, I'm going to be real honest with you. If they opened with one song and one song only, and they did that, like their hard, that hard, what's that called?
Are you ready?
Like, I'd be in the mosh pit. I'd have fun with it, but then I'd ask for them to leave right after.
Oh man. And then like they only play one song and then they're like, just kidding. And they pull off their masks and it's that fucking giraffe steam giraffe again. Thought you got rid of us, bitch.
Steam powered giraffe.
They go, they go, are you ready? And then it just goes into beep, 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 beep,
beep. I'm a giraffe.
I'm a giraffe.
I'm a robot puppet giraffe. And this is the song that I sing because I'm a giraffe. I don't know the words.
That was every song. Every fucking song.
And then there's the dude with like the handlebar mustache or whatever that's like, I'm a robot. I wear felt-tipped gloves to play guitar.
He did. I thought it was I thought it was the guy from Everclear, just in like makeup, like the lead singer Everclear.
Oh, man.
If y'all want to know what we're talking about Steam Power Giraffe, go look them up.
And then laugh with us.
They're a thing.
Laugh Randy was so excited to have them at the Battleborn release party. Yeah. And we were like, the fuck is happening right now?
It caused...
It was an interesting night.
You know what it did cause? It caused us to drink more.
Yes. That is confirmed.
We did get into the VIP section after that.
Doug?
We strutted back there. We were invited. Doug. I mean, no one did, but we invited.
Yeah, did you get my email?
I just looked and he delivered it right now.
Nice.
Both of them?
I'll talk off camera.
Oh, no. That's a no.
That's not that's a no. Neg- that's not a no.
That's a negative.
That's a, not a no. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Somebody's getting snuck in.
Somebody's getting snuck in.
All right, that's it for the show. Stay tuned for the after show where you can ask us important and interesting questions that we will have to answer no matter what. You could ask anything you want, and we have to answer. We have to. My name's Jeremy.
Have to answer. My name is Doug.
My name is Kevin.
Bye, everybody.